From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 21st, 2021. This revised episode from December 2017 is part of a series this year of episodes related to watersheds and river basins. That's part of Highland by the group Wake Up Robin, with musicians from North Carolina, New York, California, and Washington State. It opens an episode about waterways in the highest and most upstream part of watersheds, where water starts following a channel and flowing over land towards rivers. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to two Virginia examples and see if you can guess the name for these upper watershed features. And here's a hint. Get this right, and you'll stream to the head of water class. If you guessed headwater streams, you're right. Headwater streams are the first flowing waters in the upper part of a river's watershed. These relatively small streams have a big range of functions, including as habitat for certain organisms or life stages, and as a source of water, materials, and organisms for downstream waters. Understanding the location and length of headwater streams in the Appalachian Mountains, particularly in response to storms, was the research goal of Carrie Jensen, a graduate student from 2014 to 2018 in Virginia Tech's Department of Forest Resources and Environmental Conservation. In November 2017, Ms. Jensen described her research and its significance in just 90 seconds during the Nutshell Games, held by Virginia Tech's Center for Communicating Science. Here's Ms. Jensen's presentation.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carrie, and I study changes in stream length in Appalachian headwaters, which are the small streams where our rivers start on the landscape. So I literally walk upstream with a GPS unit until I find where a stream begins in the mountains. And these headwaters can expand and contract in length through time, getting longer when it's wet after it rains and getting shorter during dry periods. And I wanted to know if this expansion and contraction behavior is the same everywhere. So I mapped changes in stream length across the Appalachian Mountains and actually found some pretty big differences. At some of my sites, stream length is really stable and hardly changes across a huge range of flows. But at other sites, there's a lot of expansion and contraction. Stream length varies from tens of feet to a couple of miles. And this work is relevant for pretty much any application that requires knowing where streams are and when they have water. So where to build stuff, how to build stuff, where you need riparian buffers of trees to protect water quality. And normally we rely on maps for this information, but the blue lines representing streams on maps don't tell us if the stream has water all the time, or 75% of the time, or maybe only once every couple of years. So research describing and predicting these changes in stream length can help us better manage and protect our water resources. Thank you.
As Ms. Jensen's work shows, there's much to know about headwaters, and such information can help us better understand quantity and quality patterns far downstream. Thanks to Carrie Jensen for permission to use the audio from her Nutshell Games talk. Thanks also to Andrew Van Norstrand for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 15 more seconds of Highland. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.